It's Tuesday, the 23rd of June, 8:10 a.m. There's something wrong. Something's wrong. It's not overcast. It's not cold. It's not damp. A strange golden orb is in the sky, and the sky is blue. Well, mostly blue. Still some cumulus nimbusy kind of clouds, but they seem or appear to be drifting slowly and aimlessly through the skies. Unlike the big aluminium can that is not progressing aimlessly, it knows exactly where it's going. Got a blue underbelly and looks like some red on the tail fin. Not quite sure about that one. Kind of destroyed my mental pictorial painting though, didn't it? Of the morning. Rewind, start again. yes, it's a lovely morning. What a difference, what a change. I am assured by Bernie Goldbach, who is at top court, that 24 degrees C is heading my way. So, what we're getting this morning might just be the advance guard. Let's hope Bernie's right. There is a big difference to step out in the morning like this. Sunshine in the garden. Pretty much calm, just the slightest of breeze on the top of the trees and around my knees. So, second morning proper back, if you like. No long lies this morning, up at 7. Could have lay longer, of course. I see the midges are out this morning. Perfect midge conditions, semi-shade, coolish. Think, actually, hold on, when I put my cup up here on the window ledge, because there's definitely, yep, a wee bugger was having a nibble at my neck. Right, now squashed wee bugger. That's better. Yeah, so feeling okay, feeling good this morning, feeling positive. Got a task to do today, which normally gets me mad. Not here at home, elsewhere, but I'm being positive about it. I'm just thinking when it's done. That's my new target, my new mantra. Don't think about what you've got to do, but think about after you've done it. How are you going to feel after you've done it? And what are you going to do with your time after you've done it? We'll see how that one works out, huh? Oh my God. Anyway, I am feeling good. Would you believe, oh, did I tell you, by the way, that I'm back? It's a bronzed Adonis from my holiday. Okay, drop the Adonis. And bronzed is as in as bronzed as a redhead can be bronzed. Yes, but I've got no bad tan considering being redheaded. Actually, I'm not redheaded anymore. I mean, in fact, that week in the sun's just bleached my hair even more. Oh, I don't know how you would call it. Blondie. I don't know. Certainly someone commented, but hair had went blonde. I don't care what it looks like, so long as it's covering my head. I don't care what color it is. Oh dear. Hold on, I'm going to have to pause this because my earbuds fall out. Yeah, that's better. That was me tugging at it to get to the midgy. Anyway, yes, and I'll tell you another thing too. When we left to go on holiday, I'd got my weight down to my target weight before on holiday. I was really happy with that. I'd set a target. If I get to that before I go, it'll be fine. So anyway, away for a week's holiday, eating loads of stuff. Oh, for God. Won't go into that. I'm drinking beer every day. Not a lot of beer, not like as in like 6 or 8 pints, but just drinking beer bottles, chilled beer and things as you do when you're on holiday in the sun. And came back, weighed myself on Sunday. No, well, Sunday or yesterday morning, I can't remember. And I'd only put on 3 pounds. And I'm sure I've already lost a bit of that, right? So I was quite delighted with that because, trust me, I was eating quite a lot, let's just say. But I was enjoying my holidays. Now back to the normal diet, as they say. And no more flying for at least another year. I can't be bothered with flights, to be honest with you. Even if they're short ones, it's easy to do it. Even if they're short ones, it just ties up so much your time getting to the airport and all that stuff, waiting, boarding, waiting on the takeoff, landing, getting off customs, getting out. Oh my God, you know, I absolutely detest flying. I've got no fear of it. I've absolutely no fear of it. I love it in the air, but I hate the flights and all that's involved in it. I'd rather be on a ferry. At least in a ferry, you can go and take a walk around the deck or, you know, do various things. But in a plane, it's just a big bus in the sky. In fact, it's worse than a bus, you know, because there's more room in a bus. Anyway, so that's all. Bye. Back to life, back to reality. I know a song about that. I have something else I was going to say this morning. I can't remember now. So I guess I'm back to losing my memory again. Being back to losing my memory. Oh my God. Anyway. So. Holidays have passed. Get on with life at home. Oh, yes, there was one other thing. We have a holiday booked in Yorkshire. We go down every year for a week to Barmston on the East Yorkshire coastline, just south of Bridlington. And we travel all over Yorkshire for a week. See so many beautiful places. Anyway, we booked that. And my wife said to me on holiday, when we get back, it's only 3 weeks till we're off to Yorkshire. Oh, well, that's fantastic. That's great. Brilliant. So we're sitting last night and I got an email in from the holiday park in Yorkshire. It's just a little one, but I still got an email from the company that is. And let us know that we're just about, our holiday's just coming up and to be prepared and they're looking forward to seeing us, etc, etc. Actually, what they want you to do is to spend more money and upgrade. But anyway. So I got that, but I didn't pay attention to it. I saw it and I thought, well, that's the usual, you know, pre-holiday welcome kind of email. But my wife suddenly, well, I say suddenly, within about 10 minutes of me getting that, and I don't know if this was telepathic at all. She says, "What dates have you got for Armstrong?" She says, "I've got the 13th of July." I says, "Well, that's right. Wait a minute to check my calendar on my iPad." "No, I've got the 3rd of July. So it's not 3 weeks, it's 2 weeks." She says, "No, I've just double checked back the book," because she has a holiday book. "It's the 29th of June, which is next Monday." So we came home on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and we're off again on Monday for a week. Now, that might sound good to some people, but it's a bit of a blow to us because a friend of mine's was going to come up to see me. And I'm not saying who he is in case he didn't want to say anything about coming up. But anyway, no matter. Well, you probably know who it is now anyway. I've blew it. So I had to tell him immediately that what happened. But not just that, we're not too sure what we're going to do. It's a bit short notice. We had things on the cards, as it were, to do within that 3 week, 2 week period. And going off next Monday just seems a wee bit very, very short in time to go away. I know that sounds absurd to be complaining, but it's just 2 weeks would have been okay. If I had been right, it'd been the 3rd of July, that'd have been bang on. 2 weeks, fine. Simple wee mistake, but now we've only got till Monday, so we've got about 6 days left. Oh, dear Lord. So I don't know what we're going to do. Don't want to cancel, but we'll wait and see. I'll leave it up to Mary. Mary shall decide for us. That way I don't. That way I don't get to blame for anything. My. Thought I was the only one losing the plot, but obviously she's losing the plot now too. Which ironically doesn't make me feel any better, but at least now I have a companion in getting it wrong. We shall see, we shall see. Still, a beautiful morning. So at least we've got that this morning.